Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Shotgun Hackenberg, who's right, Belton, rolls far side, now looks back near side for Belton at the 10 to the 5 near corner. Touchdown, Penn State!
End over end, hits at the 5. No, he's going to take it at the 5. Ball is loose as Turber lost it, and it's a touchdown for the Bulldogs! The Bulldogs recover it with Hunter Letterman, the 6'4", 185 senior. Turber decided to return it, tried a little shake-and-bake move, and lost the ball. And Jersey Shore hops on it for the turnover touchdown.
Good snap, back, looks left, fires, caught at the 3-yard line. James, touchdown, Penn State!
English under center, hands it off to Charles. Charles stood up, but bowls his way into the end zone for the touchdown.
Fourth and a half yard, Beaver Stadium alive. Takes the snap, Hundley up the middle, doesn't get it. Bill off the edge. Penn State takes over on down. Spectacular work up front of the Nittany Lions. Austin Johnson led the way.
Schlegel, no time at all, he is dropped. That ball is loose. Jersey Shore's got it. And racing in for a touchdown is Zach Miller on the fumble recovery at the 35-yard line. A 35-yard touchdown recovery and run by Zach Miller.
They run a straight play. Yes, they do. Play action, Hackenberg. Christian waits. Wide open, James. He's got the 20. Far side, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Penn State. 44-yard strike from Christian Hackenberg to Jesse James, and that will put it away with 8:58 to go.
It indeed did put it away with 8:58 to go. The Nittany Lions were winners. Unfortunately, Friday night, Shikellamy losing to Jersey Shore is part of our Monday montage. Some of the fun we had from highlights over the weekend. There have been a lot of highlights today to talk about, and we'll get to them all in the first 15 minutes here of the program. Steve will be joining us as the Sunbury Motors studio is on the road today in Troy, New York. Steve traveling with the State College Spikes as they try and win the New York Penn League. They are one win away from it. The Tri-City Valley Cats, or the Tri-City Cats, will be their opponent tonight. A win will end it, and a loss, and they'll have to play again tomorrow night in Troy, New York. So Steve will be joining us from Troy, New York, with the mobile Sunbury Motors studio here shortly. Lots of big news, lots of news to tell you about. The big news of the day, first involving Penn State. Due to the Penn State University, this is according to the NCAA release that happened about 15 minutes ago. Due to Penn State University's significant progress toward ensuring its athletic department functions with integrity, the NCAA Executive Committee today eliminated the school's postseason ban effective immediately. That means that they are postseason eligible as of this year, with the Big Ten season starting on Saturday on the road at Rutgers. The timing is very, very significant here. They will return all the full complement of football scholarships for 2015-2016. That means Coach Franklin and his staff will need to get right on a full complement of scholarships for the 2015-2016 season. The committee's action endorsed recommendations released today by former Senator Mitchell, the university's athletics oversight monitor, in his latest report. In addition to the scholarship and postseason participation changes, Mitchell also recommended that if Penn State continues to make impressive progress at the conclusion of the 2015 report, Mitchell's oversight may conclude substantially earlier than 2017, which was the date set forth by the original agreement between the NCAA and Penn State. Penn State's commitment to its integrity of the athletics department and progress toward meeting the requirements of the consent decree are clear, according to the Northern Arizona president who chairs the Monday Executive Committee. We thank Senator Mitchell for his meticulous and exhaustive work over the past 2 years. Mitchell's efforts and the dedication of Penn State officials made today's decision possible. The Executive Committee leadership met today with the NCAA Division I Board of Directors and presidents from the Big Ten Conference prior to taking a vote on the action. During the discussions, Mitchell briefed the group on his work to date and the university's compliance with the Athletics Integrity Agreement. The board of directors also accepted Mitchell's report and endorsed the executive committee's action. Penn State has made remarkable progress over the past year. Harris Palestades, the board member and the University of South Carolina president. The board members and I believe the executive committee's decision is the right one. It allows the university both the university and the association to continue to move toward a common goal of ensuring that educating, nurturing, and protecting young people is a top priority. If you'd like to see that full release, go to stevejonesshow.com. You also will be able to find a link to the George Mitchell report. So once again, here's what is definitely happening as of now. Penn State now bowl eligible, also eligible to play in the Big Ten championship game. So not only they're eligible for a bowl game this year, but also for the Big Ten title. And, you know, it's going to be a fight. We know that with Michigan State and Ohio State as the favorites. But, you know, they both have to visit Happy Valley to go to the Big Ten championship and to get out of the East. So, you know, Penn State's got something to play for, not only a bowl, but also a chance to win the Big Ten title. Now, it also means that they will have a full complement of scholarships in 2015 and 2016. The 2015-2016 season coming up will have a full complement of football scholarships. There has been no word on the wins that have been vacated or forced to be vacated. That was not addressed in this release that happened about a half an hour ago by the NCAA. The only thing that was addressed, the bowl ban and the postseason ban, and the scholarships. Those are two important parts. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything light about it. But it did not address wins that had to be vacated due to the punishments set down a couple of years ago by the NCAA. And no word on whether that was going to happen or whether it will not happen. They didn't say anything about it. So I guess you got to take the good here, the good side of it. Penn State has a postseason to play for now. They have a bowl game possible. They also have a chance to win the Big Ten as well. That's definitely the positive. Full complement of scholarships. And now James Franklin, we can see what James Franklin and his staff will do with a full complement of scholarships. What they've done already has been pretty darn impressive. And the recruits that they've been getting, even with the limited amount of scholarships, put them in the top one, two, or three in the country in recruiting for 2015-2016, depending on what source you use. So imagine what they're going to do with even more scholarships. So that's very exciting news that happened earlier today, actually about 15 minutes ago, as a matter of fact. Now, also what has happened today, this is in the National Football League. Ray Rice has been handed indefinite suspension by the National Football League and has been had his contract terminated by the Ravens. So he is no longer a Raven. He has been suspended indefinitely by the National Football League. And we do have more on this particular situation with Aaron Katursky reporting here from ABC.
Ray Rice is no longer a Raven. They just terminated his contract. So therefore, Ray Rice is done with the Ravens. He will be a free agent if anybody wants to sign him. It does have a lot of salary cap repercussions, but that is just in. We just got word of that.
I'm going to correct that. That was not actually Aaron Katursky. That was Chris Mortensen on that. Here's Aaron Katursky following up. After Chris Morton said that, then the indefinite suspension came down.
The Baltimore Ravens cut their star running back hours after TMZ posted video of Ray Rice punching the woman who's now his wife. The NFL said it hadn't seen that video, and now that it has, the league suspended Rice indefinitely. It means he would have to apply for reinstatement to play again. Rice had 3 years remaining on his contract worth $10 million, but the team will owe him nothing.
So there you have it. That's the latest there. Ray Rice no longer a Raven and suspended indefinitely from the National Football League. Those are the big stories so far today on what has become a busy, not day, but a busy about hour or so that all this started to come down. And again, you'll find out more on all these things throughout the afternoon here when Steve joins us here from Troy, New York, in the next 10 minutes or so. We'll also talk a little Bucknell football here this afternoon. The Bison going 2-0 with their win on the road in Marist. Coach Joe Susan of the Bison will join us here at 3:35. And Joe Susan also knows Ray Rice quite well, and we're going to get his comments as well on Ray Rice. He actually recruited Ray at Rutgers University. So that will be, we have a really lucky to have the insight from Coach Joe Susan, who knows Ray Rice quite well. As I said, recruited him at Rutgers University in his college days in college, obviously his days at Rice as well, for Coach Joe Susan. So we'll have that coming up with Steve Jones from Troy, New York as well. So again, Ray Rice cut by the Ravens, indefinitely banned from the National Football League. There was a discussion earlier in the day that he could be reinstated on Friday. That is gone now. No words of that at all. Rice cut by the Ravens, banned by the NFL indefinitely. And the NCAA has now lifted the postseason ban on the Penn State Nittany Lions. It is effective immediately. They are eligible for the postseason, both bowls and the Big Ten championship, effective immediately, and a full complement of scholarships in the 2015-2016 year. And that is all because of the actions and the recommendations, the actions of the university, and the recommendations by George Mitchell, the University Athletics Oversight Monitor, in his latest report. And again, you can find his latest report, a link to his latest report, and the details on the NCAA statement. Again, that's at stevejonesshow.com. So that's the latest information we have. One other thing I almost forgot to tell you. UMass, we have a Penn State-UMass scheduled time. Airtime on WKOK will be 2:30. Kickoff is set for 4 p.m. I looked at that twice myself. I thought, 4 p.m., that's interesting. But yes, it is a 4 p.m. start for Penn State and UMass on the 20th. And that will be a 2:30 tailgate show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. So that just announced earlier today as well. So as I said, it has been quite a busy day. We found out about the 4 o'clock kickoff here, maybe about an hour before Penn State got the opportunity to play in a postseason game and play potentially, if all things go well, for a Big Ten championship. So a lot of things to get excited about with Penn State football, including an impressive win over the weekend. We'll talk more about that with Steve Jones. As I said, there was an extremely impressive win by the Bison on the road against Marist, a team in its 10th season, 10th consecutive year those two teams have met. This one in Poughkeepsie, New York, and we'll have Coach Joe Susan of the Bison talking about an impressive display by the Bucknell defense, holding Marist to under 150 yards, I believe it was, in that ball game, and a shutout as well, and several sacks. Defense played outstanding after a tougher performance against VMI the week before. Talk about the difference from one week to the next. Again, we'll have that with Coach Joe Susan. Talk a little bit about what he knows personally about Ray Rice being the man that recruited him at Rutgers University. All that is coming up with Steve Jones from the Mobile Sunbury Motor Studio in Troy, New York, here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Monday Steve Jones Show, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. You can find them online at purdyinsurance.com or visit them in person on Market Street, Sunbury. Find out what Purdy can do for your home, life, auto, business, and maybe even health insurance for your business as well. Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK continues with Coach Joe Susan following the news.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile in Troy, New York. Steve will be checking in with us in just a few moments. We'll get his thoughts on the Penn State reinstatement for postseason play. The Nittany Lions are now eligible for bowl and postseason play in the Big Ten. They will have a full complement of scholarships as well for the 2015-2016 season. That's story number one of a very busy day in sports. Story number two of a very busy day in sports involves Ray Rice being cut by the Ravens and now indefinitely banned by the NFL for the video that in the elevator video of hitting his soon and now wife. The two-game suspension now has been extended into an indefinite ban by the NFL and, of course, being cut by the Baltimore Ravens. And joining us on the Steve Jones Show, head coach of the Bucknell Bison, Joe Susan. And, Joe, you know Ray Rice fairly well, as you were the guy that recruited him at Rutgers. Tell us a little bit about the man.
When the first time I saw Ray, he had recently decommitted from Syracuse because there was a change in coaching staff at Syracuse. I watched him play basketball, and it was unique to see a 5'8" guy take over a game. And I got to know him, got to know his mom through the recruiting process, and then had the privilege of working with him and coaching him for his 3 years at Rutgers. And one of the things that when Ray got there, he basically unseated a young man named Brian Leonard, who was our tailback, and Brian selflessly moved to fullback. Ray was a tailback, and Brian took Ray under his wings. And when Ray was at Rutgers, and in the exchanges I had with him, great kid. And but you're only judged by your actions, and unfortunately, the action that led to his recent dismissal from the Ravens are actions that are intolerable. And people make mistakes, but sometimes when you make a mistake, it resounds through your life.
Yeah, and this one, obviously, a costly one for his career and his image, and not to mention the repercussions it has in the NFL as well, because now the NFL really needs to look at this a lot closer than they have, especially with maybe the punishment that was handed down earlier in the season. But that being what it is, did you know, he talks about maybe an anger issue earlier this summer, maybe having to deal with that. Was there anything that you saw when you were coaching him at Rutgers?
He ran angry, and I think that that was the way he channeled his aggressions. He was always a very hard worker in the weight room. There are some stiff arm shots that you can bring up on YouTube where that's how he played. And he never had a problem at Rutgers with any of the so-called anger issues that and frustration at times leads to anger, and unless you have an outlet, sometimes you can't get rid of it. But the unfortunate thing, and I think I mentioned this to you earlier, the weekend that this event occurred, the McCourty twins, Jason and Devin, were doing a fundraiser up in northern New Jersey, and most of the Rutgers football alums were at that fundraiser. And had Ray been at that fundraiser, he would have just continued his life. And it's unfortunate, though, that he'll be tagged with this, regardless of the football player he is. He'll be tagged with this through the rest of his life, and he'll always be seen as that guy. And we talk all the time to our players about thinking twice. And sometimes young men, especially young men between the ages of 18 and 23, where emotion at times gets ahead of sound thought, that you wind up doing things where, had you thought twice, you wouldn't have pulled the trigger and acted the way you did. And it goes back to these 18 to 23-year-olds who, the more we learn about their physiology, is that it's not an excuse, it's a fact. Well, they haven't really processed right and wrong yet, and that's part of why we do what we do, and part of the reason why I have a job.
You know, you talk about that a lot, the way you and your coaching staff in particular, handle not only the younger freshmen and sophomores coming in, but also the seniors, and teaching, and you've said this many times, not only teaching them football, but teaching them how to be men. I've heard you talk about that many, many times.
The thing, too, Kevin, that you find out in a lot of cases more often than even at this place, more often than you'd want, is that a lot of them have grown up without a man in their lives, raised by a single mom, raised by a single mom and a grandmom. And sometimes they come to us with an inherent mistrust of men, and that is one of the responsibilities I see in terms of putting a man in their life that is a role model. And I hope that our assistant coaches are that. I try to recruit people to be assistant coaches that are that. And I demand a lot from our players. But the thing that we need to do, and this is one of the tenets of our program, is that when we let them loose on the world, will they be good people? Will they be people that other people can trust? Will they be people that ultimately, will they respect women? When they are married, will they stay married? When they have children, will they stay as fathers? And there are too many kids without fathers in the world and in this country, and on the teams that I've coached. And mom can't do both. Mom does more than enough, but mom can't do both.
Coach, appreciate your insights on this situation, and give us your thoughts and personal experiences. Let's talk a little bit about your Bucknell Bison right now, coming in 2-0 after an impressive defensive performance against Marist. And one of the things I noticed on Saturday night was this was a defense that was trying to make a statement. I know they were not happy, and I know the coaching staff wasn't really thrilled with the defensive performance against VMI. But, boy, I'll tell you what, the intensity was 100% different for this particular game on Saturday night against Marist.
Humility is a dish best served on a football field, Kevin.
Yes,
and,
sir.
We addressed that as a staff. We addressed that as a team. They practiced different. I think for some of them, they thought because of their preseason hype, you might say, they thought showing up against VMI was going to be enough, and VMI went after them. They took it to heart, and they applied it in the way they prepared. They applied it in the way they worked, and then ultimately the test is applying it in the way they played. And we, in the VMI game, we missed 18 tackles. In the Marist game, we missed 4. And we had more hats on the ball. We got pressure on the quarterback with 4-man rush. If you can do that, it so helps your coverage, so you don't have to bring a 5th rusher or a 6th rusher. And if you can get the quarterback to start having nervous feet, somewhere along the way he's going to throw it to you. And it happened right before the half where he threw it to Lee Marvel, and it changed the game. Those are things that we preach defensively. I use the term smothering after the game. That's how you win championships. You win it by making sure they don't score. And somebody asked, well, you didn't score many points. I said, they didn't score any. And anytime you can shut somebody out, that's a statement in college football, especially with the way offenses are nowadays.
Coach, Steve Jones joining us here from the Mobile Sunbury Motor Studio. I do have one more quick question for you, though, before I hand it over to Steve. Doug Whitlock named the Patriot League Football Rookie of the Week this week from his defensive line position. He was all over the offensive tackle for Marist the entire game. I mean, it was bull rush after bull rush. And I talked to him afterwards, and he said that he and this in your coaching staff felt that was the best way to attack Marist. What did you see in that in the week ahead of that game?
Doug is a guy that is a natural pass rusher. I had the privilege of seeing him as a high school player, and everybody that I talked to about him told me, oh, he's going to Navy. His granddad's a Navy grad. His brother's a senior there, and that's what I thought he was going, and I'm glad he's here. And he has closing ability while executing leverage. And that's an important thing as an outside pass rusher. And no wasted movement. And we felt that the matchup with both of their tackles, they actually played three tackles, all three of their tackles, was to his advantage. And he's very good from point A to point B out of his stance. He dealt with a rib issue early in preseason. And he's not 100% yet, but I can't wait till he gets to be 100%. The other thing, we had him in the spring, but he's still a freshman. So you combine him with Abdullah Anderson, who's a freshman. Those guys are going to play a lot of football here if they stay healthy.
And we'll get to Steve Jones Mobile here in the Sunbury Motor Studios, our connection to Troy, New York, a little bit weak here as we get things squared away. But it'll give me an opportunity to ask you a couple of more questions in talking about R.J. Nitti's performance. 21 of 31, one interception, 241 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Really, I thought the only bad pass, or I don't want to say bad pass, but the only pass that wasn't... that wasn't the best opportunity for a completion was the interception itself, but I thought he handled himself very well through the entire game. What were your thoughts?
Every rep he takes, he grows in maturity, and that's important for a young quarterback. He made a throw on the 2-minute drill that we had right before the half to Will Carter, where we busted a protection, so the outside backer on his blind side was coming clean. Well, actually, it was his right, but he had his shoulders turned to the field. He had him by the leg, and RJ threw the pass, one of the better passes he's thrown. RJ is a big, strong kid, and one of the coaches that I know knows a lot more about football than I do told me once, big guys get up. And he has played within himself. A lot of it's a reflection of what he's done during the off season in terms of his preparation, and he's made the right decisions. Our protection has been good. He understands how important it is to take care of those big guys in front of him, and our passing game is based on timing. His timing is so much better, and it's a function of last year when he came to us, he was recovering from a knee injury, and really didn't have his core underneath him in the mechanics of his throwing, and now he does. And he's a 227-pound kid, 6'4", and he's still 19. So as he matures, I just think he'll get better and better as long as he plays within himself and within the system. But he does a lot at the line of scrimmage in terms of both run and protections and has done that very well. Became a much more involved student of the game, which – college football, you better be.
Yeah, it's also, important to mention, too, that pass that you were talking about earlier, Will Carter hadn't made his cut yet, so he's throwing it with a guy on his leg off of his back foot to a spot and hits it right on the money. I mean, that was an absolute perfect pass. Steve Jones joining us from Troy, New York, in the Mobile Sunbury Motor Studio.
Steve, you pulled over at a sheet someplace? I guess he's not.
Maybe not. Hey, take a look at this coming week. You have the bye week, and you and I talked about that Saturday night. You said you kind of like the way the bye weeks hit this week. How do you set things up for the coming game with Sacred Heart?
Well, what we're going to do is they're off today. We have them coming in to watch film, and then we'll go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And each of those days, we'll do some work. Bucknell versus Bucknell. But we'll also begin to intro some of the concepts that we're going to see from Sacred Heart and spend some time on them. And then we're actually giving them off Friday and Saturday. Our coaches will go on the road recruiting, which is important. It gives us a chance to go to high school games. Then we'll bring them back on Sunday and start an installation process that normally starts on Tuesday. We'll start it on Sunday, so we'll get ahead of the game. Sacred Heart's a good football team, but we'll have more time to prepare for them than they will for us because they play a game this weekend. And that's the advantage of the bye week when they don't have a bye week.
Coach, appreciate your time. Appreciate your thoughts, too, on Ray Rice as we started things off. And enjoy talking with you. And we'll do it again next Monday as you get ready for Sacred Heart.
They'll tell Steve to get out of the Sheets, all right? And, he's probably getting a snack, you know.
Steve, are you done getting your snack at Sheets now? Are you good to go?
Thanks, Kevin.
I don't know. I think he's there, but I'm not sure. He may be in the middle of his snack right now, actually,
Joe. He might be criticizing you and I for butchering his show.
thanks so much for calling. Appreciate it. Joe Susan of the Bucknell Bison joining us here on the Steve Jones Show. Steve is in Troy, New York. We'll join him momentarily to get his thoughts on the day's events, including Penn State now being postseason eligible and a full allotment of scholarships for the 2015-2016 season. This is the Steve Jones Show, sponsored by Purdy Insurance, Market Street, Sunbury. Find out what they can do for you. Visit them online at purdyinsurance.com.
While looking for a vehicle, you know that if it sounds too good to be true, chances are it is too good to be true. You get the runaround, gotta go from place to place. Well, you can just skip all of that and go straight to Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motor Company has been satisfying more customers and selling more cars since 1915, so you know they've got it right. No offers that look good on paper or online, and then you get disappointed when you see them in person. Sunbury Motor Company offers a lineup few other auto dealers in the area can compete with. With the inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there will be no problem finding the right vehicle that fits your needs and your budget. And the friendly, knowledgeable staff's ready and able to help you with everything from the test drive to the drive off the lot. See for yourself at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln, Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Look for them online anytime at sunburymotors.com.
Hi, this is Susan Purdy. For over 85 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. Our trained and knowledgeable staff has centuries of experience, so rest assured your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 286-5855, check us out online at purdyinsurance.com, or visit us on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show. Kevin Herr in the Sunbury Motors Studio East. Steve Jones in the Sunbury Motors Studio Mobile today in Troy, New York. And we do apologize. We are having some issues getting things all hooked up from Troy, New York. I don't know. I mean, Tri-Cities area, I would think we'd have no problem. It doesn't seem that rural to me. But, you know, nevertheless, we're having a few issues trying to get everything connected with our mobile studio in Troy, New York. So Steve's thoughts coming up on the news of the day, including Ray Rice being suspended indefinitely from the NFL, or an indefinite ban, I should say, by the NFL. He was cut by the Ravens as well. And, of course, the other news of the day involves the Penn State Nittany Lions. They announced a time for the UMass game. It will be September 20th, Band Day, at 4 p.m. is the kick at Beaver Stadium. They are set for a start time of 2:30 for News Radio 1070 WKOK and the Tailgate Show. And of course, the other news of the day with the Penn State Nittany Lions involves getting all of the scholarships back for the 2015-2016 season and restoring the postseason as well. So the Nittany Lions will be available to play in a bowl game this year if they become bowl eligible. They are also eligible to be in the Big Ten postseason. And, of course, that's always a possibility. The start of the season strong at 2-0 and a win this weekend over Akron. They will be in action again this coming weekend as well. We'll talk more about that through the week on the road at Rutgers, which actually becomes the Big Ten opener. And it's, you know, if you remember, Steve had said many times with all the questions with the NCAA that have been popping up over the last couple of years, this is the one thing that they could fix right away. And as soon as the Mitchell report came out, which was today, they decided as it was being released, literally, to reinstate Penn State's postseason status and scholarships. So the ban there is over. No word yet on the wins. I know that's what a lot of people are really concerned about, too, after, you know, being able to play in a postseason and then also having issues with the scholarship reduction. The next question is, what about the wins? Well, there was nothing addressed there as far as what was going to happen with the wins that were relinquished for Coach Paterno and the Nittany Lions. So that was not addressed here today. That is something that may be addressed in the future, may not be addressed in the future. We'll have to wait and see. We'll have Steve Jones coming up from the Sunbury Motors studio in just a moment in Troy, New York, coming up after the news. And this week, Sunbury Motors has me featuring a Lincoln MKS, beautiful vehicle, lots of luxury in that vehicle, a lot of safety features in that vehicle, including a lane safety feature that will make sure you're between the lines, and also an adaptive cruise control. If you're like me and you love using cruise control, this cruise control will actually make sure you stay a certain distance from the car ahead of you, and it will adjust the speed accordingly. Check it out. Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury. Steve Jones and the Steve Jones Show return for hour number two following the news here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.